Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Florida, thousands of people are expected at a candlelight vigil, which is planned at Lake Eola tonight, to honor the 49 victims of the shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando last weekend. And right now, the Cathedral Church of St. Luke in Orlando is holding a prayer service. That's before the vigil. Donald Trump says the U.S. should seriously consider profiling Muslims in the United States, telling CBS's Face the Nation it would be a terrorism fighting tool.
We really have to look at profiling. We have to look at it seriously. And other countries do it, and it's not the worst thing to do.
Trump says he hates the concept of profiling, but he calls it common sense. Meanwhile, the National Rifle Association is reiterating its position that more gun control won't stop extremists or criminals from carrying out attacks. Chief NRA lobbyist Chris Cox tells ABC's This Week the Florida gay nightclub massacre last weekend doesn't change the NRA's position on gun laws. This week, the Senate is set to vote on four measures to control the sale of guns. Activist groups say at least 8 Syrian refugees were shot dead by Turkish border guards as they tried to cross into Turkey last night, including children. The BBC's Mark Lowen has more.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Turkish border guards killed 8 people, including 4 children, when they tried to cross from northwest Syria into Turkey. Syria's rebel coalition says 11 died. The Turkish military insists guards fired only warning shots and that the refugees dispersed. It's not the first time Turkey has been accused of shooting those attempting to cross, with monitoring groups claiming 60 Syrians have been killed. Turkey says it's being unjustly accused when it's welcomed over 2.7 million Syrian refugees, and that it's under immense pressure from the EU to stop Syrians trying to travel to Europe.
The BBC's Mark Lowen. Firefighters are battling blazes in 4 southwestern states, and a record-shattering heat wave isn't helping. Fires are burning in Utah, Southern California, New Mexico, and in Arizona, where officials say the Tenderfoot fire is now 97% contained. Stina Sig of member station KJZZ has more.
The town became internationally known in 2013 after 19 firefighters died there in the Yarnell Hill Fire. Nearly 130 homes were also lost in the blaze. But this time, recently created fire breaks, areas cleared of vegetation, helped crews. Volunteer firefighter Wayne Lantrip says those breaks created a line of defensible space around Yarnell.
If there wasn't the defensive line, the town would be gone. There's no question. Because the first house goes up there, the houses are so close together, all the houses would have gone.
At the peak of the Tenderfoot fire, hundreds of residents were evacuated, and the area's main highway was closed for 2 days. For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg in Phoenix.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. This is NPR. Campaigning resumed today in Britain ahead of Thursday's vote on whether to leave the European Union. Both sides suspended campaigning for 2 days after lawmaker Jo Cox was murdered. She was an outspoken supporter of Britain remaining in the EU. While large rallies remain on hold, Larry Miller reports on the Prime Minister's latest move.
Writing in London Sunday Times, Prime Minister David Cameron says it's not easy in the wake of Jo Cox's murder to continue campaigning, but he insists there's much at stake. Cameron leads the campaign to remain in the EU. He warns the British economy hangs in the balance, as does the country's place in the world. Cameron says if Britain votes for a so-called Brexit, there's no turning back, no matter how bad things get. However, Justice Minister Michael Gove, who wants to leave the EU, argues the UK can deal with whatever the world throws at it. Recent polls show a surge for the exit campaign. The result is expected to be very close. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Nearly 5,000 nurses at 5 Minneapolis area hospitals are on strike over a contract issue. Members of the Minnesota Nurses Association began striking at 7 this morning against Allina Health Hospitals, and they say they plan to stay out for a week. The main dispute is over Allina's effort to switch union nurses to the same health insurance plans as other Allina employees. That new plan offers lower premiums, but it does have higher out-of-pocket costs. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.